Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we have our grand pop quiz. 21 questions on 21 topics going from Daf Chav Gimel all the way to Chav Ches. All right, here we go. Number one, where do we learn that one should not make his tefillah a burden? Keva, that's on Daf. Chav Tes, good. Number two, where do we learn out that one should make up missed tefillahs, that there are tashlumim, the concept of tashlumim, that's on Daf. Chav Vav, good. Number three, where do we have the sugya regarding two people saying Kriyashma in the same bed? That's on Daf. Chav Dalad. Good. Where do we learn out what the numbers of the brachas are correspond to in Shemoneh Esrei for Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, Tainus? That's on Daf. Chav Tes. Good. Number five. Where do we learn that once you say Kriyashma of at least Dalad Amos from a Reich Rashi Yeshlo Iker? That's on Daf. Chav Hey, good. Where do we learn the additional tefillahs of Havinenu and tefillah Sederech and tefillah Katzar B'Makom Sakana? That's on Daf. Chav Tes, good. Where do we learn that one cannot say Kriyashma opposite an empty chamber pot? That's on Daf. Chav Hey, good. Where do we learn out the importance of one relieving himself before Shemoneh Esrei, before davening Shemoneh Esrei? Otherwise, it's a Toeva. That's on Daf. Chav Gimel, good. Number nine, where do we learn about the opening up of the Beis Hamidrash the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi? That's on Daf. Chav Ches, good. Number 10, where do we learn about inappropriate behaviors during tefillah, such as yawning, belching, spitting? That's on Daf. Chav Dalet, good. Number 11, where do we learn out what the Yud Ches Brachas of Shemoneh Esrei correspond to, the Malchukas? Regarding that, that's on Daf. Chav Ches. Good. Where do we learn out that number 12, where do we learn out that one should not walk in front of someone else davening? That's on Daf. Chav Zion. Number 13. Where do we have the Malchus regarding the latest time for Mincha, whether it's plug or before Shkia? That's on Daf. Chav Zion. Number 14. Where do we learn out that one should remove his tefillin at least 4 amos from a bathroom? That's on Daf. Chav Gimel. Great. Number 15. Where do we learn out that when it comes to tzoa, to excrement in front of a person, it's as far as the eye can see, otherwise one's not allowed to say Kriyashma? That's on Daf. Chav Vav. Good. Number 16. Where do we learn out that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai told his Talmidim that his bracha was that their Yir Shamayim should be as great as their fear of people? That's on Daf. Chav Ches. Good. Number 17. Where do we learn out that one should not use a tefillin bag for other items other than the tefillin? That's on Daf. Chav Gimel. Good. Number 18. Where do we learn about the deposing of Rabbi Gamliel? That's on Daf. Chav Zion. Good. Where do we learn that one is allowed to learn? Number 19. Where do we learn that one is allowed to learn where there's a reich rashi ein lo ikker? That's on Daf. Chav Hey. Good. Number 20. Where do we have the sugi of erva? That's on Daf. Chav Dalet. Good. And finally, question number 21 in our grand pop quiz. Where do we learn about the origins of tefillahs and machlokas, whether it's avos tiknum or keneged tamidim tiknum? That's on Daf. Chav Vav. Great. So that's it for our grand pop quiz. I'm sure you did exceptionally well, but it's a great chance to review this throughout the course of the week. If you have to tighten up certain simanim, go ahead and do that. And this is Rabbi Avram Golder from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.